Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Know a lot about golf.
It's time for those weekend golf guys.
Well, we're waiting.
On SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Here's John Ashton and Jeff Smith.
And like the man said, that we are those weekend golf guys. We are here. I am John Ashton in studio. He is Jeff Smith at the Golf Cave at Timbergate Golf Course. And we have a special guest who will be joining us during most of the program, E.A. Tischler from where? Somewhere in Illinois, is it not, sir?
Olympia Fields Country Club.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm here for the golf season, and then I head back to California. Actually, tomorrow I start a three-day drive all the way back to California.
Oh.
Yeah.
I remember those three-day drives. We took a three-day drive like that when I was a kid. It was terrible, man.
That was enough to have you stop doing it?
Yes, that's what I promised myself right then and there. It didn't matter where I was going or who I was going with, but damn it, I was going to fly.
EA's decided he just needs to get a little pillow to sit on, and he's going to roll.
So are you teaching in California, or you just hang out, rest on your laurels during the cold snaps?
I do some traveling and coaching, but I do have a place there where by appointment people fly in. They usually come in, you know, one morning. We work that afternoon, come back the next morning, review, get them on track with what they need to do, and then get them back on the road or in the air.
The only way to do it, man. The only way to do it. All right. Well, I can tell you right now that EA is definitely out of my league. Or I'm definitely out of his, or not into his yet, or however you want to look at it.
I've seen you play, John.
Yeah,
I'm right.
Well, I thought that's why they had a handicap system.
I thought so, too.
It is.
My handicap is still around the range of not being able to hit the ball straight. That's I don't think we've gotten
it.
Well, the question is, can you find it?
Yes. Yes, after working with Jeff for 3 years, I can now find my ball on a regular basis. Yes.
Amazing.
We call that success.
Yes, isn't it, though?
He used to just find everybody else's when he was looking for his.
That's it.
He actually goes in and knows right where his just went.
Well, at least he has a garage full of golf balls to fall back on.
That is true.
That's right.
That's true. We're going to be talking with two of the best teachers in the world, if we can find them. No, actually, they're both right here with us right now. That's it, E.A. Tischler and Jeff Smith. Jeff Smith, in case you missed last week, number one, officially the number one golf instructor in the state of Indiana, according to Golf Digest magazine.
And well-deserved.
And E.A.'s got some numbers that impress, too. And we'll delve into that and delve into some teaching methods and how you can get better when we come right back. We are those weekend golf guys. Hang with us. Anyone who thinks the holidays are the most stress you can ever have has never been on the first tee playing in a group of people he doesn't know with rented clubs. That, my friend, is stress. I've had it, but I overcame it with Ned's CBD. This de-stress formula has been under development for over a year now. And it's great. It's made from the world's purest full-spectrum hemp, features a botanical infusion of ashwagandha and cinnamon and cardamom. Now, ashwagandha helps build your body's resilience to stress. Cardamom and cinnamon make it taste good, plus combat stress by helping reduce your blood pressure and cortisol levels. Ned CBD products have over 2,000 five-star reviews. And now for the holidays, those Weekend Golf Guys listeners can get 20% off Ned products with the code GOLFGUYS. When you spend more than $150, Ned's throwing in some free gifts with every order. Visit helloned.com/golfguys to get access. That's helloned.com/golfguys. Get 20% off plus free gifts with orders over $150. And thanks for hanging. We're back. This is John Ashton in studio. That is Jeff Smith at the Golf Cave, Timbergate Golf Course in Edinburgh, Indiana, and E.A. Tischler in his living room, surrounded by unpacked suitcases or half-packed suitcases as he's on his way now with a lot of very, let's say, successful golf coach slash instructors do is they hang out in warmer weather when it gets to be winter. But Olympia Fields in the Chicagoland area is where you normally hang your hat. But, man, it's...
Yeah, you know, the simulators are nice. But we like to get outdoors every once in a while as golf professionals.
Why is it whenever you use the two words golf simulator, it is always followed by the word but?
But we'd rather be on a nice golf course.
Yes.
John, there's a couple things that you may want to know about our esteemed guest. He is the coach of one Mr. Scott McCarron. He has been working with Scott for a number of years. Also, other golf professionals who are out making a bunch of money. He is the author of a large number of golf books. They're, what, 18? Is that right, EA?
28.
Whoa. Sorry. I knew there was an 8 in there. But also the co-founder of BioSwing Dynamics and also the founder of New Horizons Golf Approach. He has been the teacher to teachers all over the country. We've got top 100 teachers calling EA for advice for their students. That's who this guy is. Just in case you wanted to know if anybody had an encyclopedic knowledge of anything and everything about golf swings and forces and all kinds of things that you need to know about as a golf instructor, you're ringing EA's phone. Well,
you don't sleep much to create such an encyclopedia.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. all right. So how revolutionary was it looked upon by the teaching community when you started putting these ideas to them? I mean, because it's got to be different than they've done it before, right?
Actually, it wasn't looked at as revolutionary at all. It was criticized tremendously right from the get-go.
Okay.
So actually, I've been doing this stuff for about 30 years.
Before it had a name.
I had New Horizons Golf, and then Mike Adams was doing his research. And so Mike and I actually teamed up. We met. He flew out to visit me. We spent a couple of days together going over all of our stuff. And then I flew out to visit him. And then on a handshake, we agreed to put all of our information together and to call it BioSwing Dynamics. And so actually, originally, we were going to call it Bio-Based Swing Dynamics, but that was too long. Even after Mike and I put it together and we were presenting, there was still a lot of pushback. You know, interestingly enough, you know, a lot of the critics over time went out to do research to prove us wrong. As a matter of fact, I'll never forget this doctor literally bought my books. It actually told me the whole reason why he's going to research my books was to prove me wrong, and which was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And so because they have their own ideas and their own preferences, and of course, you only know what you've researched, and if what somebody else's research conflicts with what you research, the immediate thing to do for a lot of people is get defensive and attack. In other words, instead of saying, look, okay, there's different ways of doing it, and it's, and your way is valid, and what we're saying is valid, and what, you know, Hardy's saying is valid, and we can just understand why they're all valid and how they fit into the total picture, people tend to attack. But over the years, with a lot of research, with a lot of different biomechanists coming on board, is being shown day in and day out that the stuff that we've been coaching and promoting is not only valid, but it's backed up by science.
Backed up by science, be that as it may, I would think that your students could just attest to the fact that it's backed up by success.
Yeah, and that's Yeah, that's kind of funny over time how even though you have so much success with your students, how people still criticize. And again, you know, they can say it's all an illusion and the student's just talented despite what you're coaching them. That's why they're getting better. But when you have people that have been injured and struggled and even players that were very successful on different tours like Scott McCarron was, and then they go through a real slump and you actually reach out and you work with them and they come back to being one of the top players in the world, it's kind of hard to argue with whether it's successful or not.
Yeah.
People ask me all the time, you know, the golf professionals are talking about, you know, the things that I'm doing, and it is all about this, what their body is built to do, and not just what they're predisposed to do, but also functionally and dynamically what is going on. And there's other teachers out there who ask about it and criticize it because they don't want to learn it. And it's too bad because, you know, I'm working with an awful lot of people that are having a pretty decent amount of success. I'm not working with anybody who's not getting it done. That's the anecdotal stuff. But as EA says, it's backed up by science. In this group, there's PhDs with biomechanics degrees, and they're studying this stuff to prove or disprove what's going on, and they all seem to be backing it up as far as what's real here. So it's pretty interesting stuff. I learn about it every day. I explore different things every day, and it helps people every day.
You've got two people that have spent a minimal amount of time with you that have fixed some serious problems that they've had for a very long time within 10 minutes. And I'm talking about Intrepid producer Mark and myself.
In those simple little things that we talked about, you watching me with Mark and watching me with you and getting all that on, you know, recorded, both of you were very surprised mm-hmm. that I did very little tearing you apart to get it to be better, right? We just adjusted a little thing here and there, and I just kind of watched how the whole thing was put together.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, you guys had shots that you hadn't seen before.
Yeah.
You know, and part of great coaching is the ability to assess the state of the student, you know, physically what's going on with them from a structural standpoint, from a dynamic standpoint, from a functional standpoint, and then using your expertise and your knowledge to give them as little information as possible to get them improve.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the critics are always trying to attack everything, you know, like everything at a whole. And the reality is that, you know, what the instructor does is they use their knowledge base and their information to pick out that one or two small things that they can give the student so the student can improve right away. Mm-hmm. And that's really the beauty, the great coaching is having the ability to do that. And BioSwing Dynamics gives you the knowledge and the information so that you can actually do that. Now, it's up to the coach to use the information, and the way you use the information is up to you. But, you know, so it doesn't tell you absolutely what you should tell the student. But what it does is it gives you the knowledge and it gives you the tools and the toolbox that you need so that you can become that great coach that can help your students, you know, without having to impart a lot of knowledge on them.
When a teacher subscribes to the idea, first off, how long does it usually take for them to get with the program, so to speak, and to be able to deliver it completely?
So we do it in levels. And so, you know, they actually have to come to at least two different certification courses before they can even attempt to be tested. And so they go away. Typically, they'll be within 1 year, they'll take two courses, or just a time thing. Maybe they come to them over a 2 year period. But what we really encourage them to do is to come in, get the information, then go out and use the information and send us questions. And so, you know, we've got a whole network of instructors. And so, you know, like Jeff said, I have a lot of instructors, and instructors are tour players that daily send me video and ask me questions. And, mm-hmm. and I'm always giving them feedback. And, you know, they're the guy out there in the field with their player, and they get all the credit for being there with their player, which they should. And especially because of the fact that they're willing to reach out and use us as resources. And so, like, even with Scott McCarron, at one point he was struggling from the Intergame side. And I'm like, look, you need to talk to somebody else. I said, you and I see each other and talk to each other weekly, you know, and sometimes daily. And, you know, by this point late in the season, you know, you've heard it from me enough. You need to hear it from somebody differently. And I can put you in touch with, you know, three or four different guys, or you can end up talking to somebody else. And it just so happened that on that particular occasion, that he actually lives near Dan Jansen, who's a motivational speaker, and they were actually having dinner that night. And at the end of the night, he talked to Dan, and Dan said, you know, let me kind of sleep on this. And in the middle of the night, Dan wakes up and writes this long email and his whole response to it, and Scott works. I mean, it was wonderful. It was he was saying the same things, but he was saying it differently from a different point of view, mm-hmm. and it really clicked home that time. So, you know, you need to use your resources, and a lot of times your resources are the team of instructors that are helping you mentor you to become a better coach. And that's how you really learn to use the information or get good at the information and what information to use at what point in time is by getting that advice and getting that experience up front.
We have extolled the virtues of the whole BioSwing Dynamics thing because of the success that folks we know have had working with Jeff Smith. We've got more to talk about with one of the guys who came up with the idea when we come right back. So hang out with us. We are those Weekend Golf Guys. Don't you move.
Of course, we have a Facebook page, facebook.com/golfguys. We would love it if you were to go there and like us, facebook.com/golfguys.
Hey, I want to talk to you about Liquid IV. You know, I asked the folks at Liquid IV, I said, this stuff is great. Why does it work so good? And they said, well, it's a cellular transport technology. We're going to explain. I said, no. Come to think of it, I don't need to know how it works. I just need to know that it works. This time of the year especially, you're not going to notice how dehydrated you get. You're not going to sweat a whole lot. And keeping hydrated is very important, whether you're on the golf course or whatever you're doing. One stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water is going to hydrate you as much as 48 ounces of water would. And who wants to play golf or do anything with 48 ounces of water sloshing around in their belly? Love the flavors. Lemon, lime, strawberry, watermelon, my favorite, piña colada. Whatever your favorite flavor, you can get Liquid IV nationwide at Walmart. Or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code GOLFGUYS at checkout. 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using promo code GOLFGUYS at liquidiv.com.
Attention anyone who is impacted by the current pandemic and has $2,000 or more in credit card debt. If any credit card companies extended your credit with attractive interest rates or low minimum balances, and now because of it, you owe thousands of dollars in credit card debt, here's some really great news. It happened to millions of people at no fault of their own. But thanks to a powerful program now approved, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. That's right, our nationwide nonprofit program is helping U.S. residents cut their credit card payments. We've helped over 500,000 people with their credit card debt, and now we can help you. Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Get free of credit card debt today.
Call Credit Guard of America now at 800-672-6925 to see how this powerful nonprofit program can work for you. The call and information are free. Call 800-672-6925. That's 800-672-6925. 800-672-6925.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And we're back, those weekend golf guys. John Ashton in studio, Jeff Smith at the Golf Cave, Timbergate Golf Course in Edinburgh, Indiana, and E.A. Tischler leaving the Olympiad fields, the mythical greatness of Olympia fields. See how I did there? You know, because it's kind of like, never mind. And
he said, kind of historical, also.
He's headed out to California, where he will continue teaching. Is it considered still revolutionary, or was it ever considered revolutionary, the whole bioswing dynamics thing? Because people who have taken lessons from other teachers and then taken some lessons from a bioswing dynamic person thinks it's revolutionary.
Yeah, you know, actually, I mean, people that use it, we get messages all the time, emails all the time about great success stories of people that have just started using it. I'm actually kind of looking one up on my phone right now. And this one teacher from Germany actually was on the road. And he says, at this moment in time, I'm in Turkey with some students. And an 80-year-old lady understood her extension and release. And she had her longest drive ever. Uh-huh. I mean, like, funny, at 82 years old, she just had her longest drive ever.
Yeah.
We do hear it all the time about how it's actually revolutionized people's, and they might not use that word, but similar words, mm-hmm. Their teaching, their ability to communicate with their students, their ability to get their students to achieve their goals and their successes a lot more often. So there's definitely a movement out there, you might say, of people that truly believe that it makes the biggest difference in their coaching.
One of the things that keeps most amateur golfers or recreational golfers, whatever word you want to use for us, away from the lesson tee is a fear of being torn apart by the pro. Right. You know, I don't want to swing a golf club in front of a golf pro because I feel so self-conscious about doing it badly or incorrectly. But that's one of the things that you don't have to worry about with the way you guys are doing it.
One of the very first things I try to impart on the coaches is that what you want to do is first you screen your golfers to understand how they're built to work mm-hmm. and what their dynamic patterns are. If they have any functional limitations, you have to understand all that first.
Right.
And then what you have to do is you actually, based upon the information that you've gathered, you have to assess what they are already doing well. Mm-hmm. What is it that they're doing that has gotten them to be as successful as they already are, whether that's a lot of success or little success? You got to keep the stuff that allows them to be successful, and you have to build upon that. So you don't have to overhaul the whole system.
Right.
As a matter of fact, that's the last thing I ever want to do. And I've had a couple of students come to me that were very handsy players and wanted to be body players. And after doing it one time, he was a friend of mine, I swore I'd never do it again. Of course, later on, I had another friend that literally told me, he said, if we do not change this, if I do not become a body player, I do not want to play golf anymore. Oof. And I'm like, all right, this is going to be a long haul. We're going to go through this, but we really don't have to do this. He goes, this is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. You know, so, but I try to avoid that at all costs. I want golfers to understand, you know, what they can do right now to make a big difference. And yep. Fred Shoemaker was one of my mentors in coaching, and he would always ask the question, what is it that you think we could address today that would make an immediate and long-lasting improvement in your game? And those are the places where you want to start.
It keeps you coming back. A lot of people might say that you don't get the longevity of the lessons because you fix stuff so quickly. But once you see something fixed so quickly, you go, oh, I wonder what else this guy can fix for me.
Well, that was interesting. Scott McCarron actually asked me one time. He says, the way you coach and the way you help people, there's got to be like a point of no return at a country club like you're at. And mm-hmm. I'm like, actually, there is. And that's why they actually allow me to have outside, you know, guests to come in
mm-hmm.
because the students that I work with, you know, a lot the first year, I work with them less the second year right. and less the third year. And it's amazing. You talk to them and they're like still playing the best golf of their mm-hmm. lives and they're still happy. They just come back when, you know, life gets in the way and things fall mm-hmm. apart and they need to get back on track. The Olympia Fields Country Club is amazing how many of the club champions and the major tournament winners and stuff have all gone through the BioSwing Dynamics lesson programs with me. And, you know, they're a testament to the fact that it does work.
I've noticed a little bit of this with the members that I've had when I used to teach at Otter Creek and now at Timbergate and especially at the Sagamore. The better players are gravitating toward me because they see that I am not breaking someone before making them better.
Mm-hmm.
They're walking off the lesson tee more comfortable with what's going on, can walk right to the golf course and instantly do what they need to be doing because one, they understand what's going on, and two, I've not done anything that makes them feel strange in the swing and thus leave them with their confidence. The mark of a good teacher is one that the students readily can do what's going on and what's necessary to make them better without feeling like they can't take it to the golf course.
Yeah.
And I've known that for a long time, that this process of finding out what is right for the student has helped so much in the immediate success of so many players. John, what you said about the players' built-in fear, it doesn't happen when they come to my lesson team.
The other thing that's so great about it is that it's not something that you teach and then say, go to the practice tee and repeat this 500 or 600 times, and eventually it'll work for you.
There's none of that. I don't use hope. I use evidence. It's a whole lot better for every player.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's a difference between it working and you working it consistently.
Yeah. Oh,
and
definitely. So, you still have to practice it.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. We all have to have practice habits and what have you. And we have to override the old habits by instilling new habits, you know, mm-hmm. that sort of stuff. But it is very clear right off the bat that the individual understands why it works for them. And so like for me, in the screenings that I develop, because just about everything we look at, there's multiple ways of screening it to test it to see whether, you know, why the student works that way. I came up with ways where the student would actually feel it. The student can actually go, wow, that's why you're telling me I need to, you know, my body works that way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because what I learned a long time ago, I kind of did it like you go to an orthopedic surgeon and doctor, hey, my shoulder hurts. And he says, you know, put your arm up here, push here, da 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 da. And at the end, he says, okay, you have a torn this. And you're like, okay, I have no idea what just happened. And I have no idea what you're telling me, but you're the doctor. I trust you.
Right.
And so I learned over the years that the best way to get the student committed to it was to get them to experience why they were built to do it that way. And so I invented some training aids and testing aids and ways of screening so the student can actually feel and identify why it is they need to work that way.
Nationwide, how many teachers off the top of your head subscribe to this method of teaching now?
I mean, I know we have over 500 in the system. Mm-hmm. And so, and some of those are international as well. And there's a lot of international ones that I don't have in my database. So, Mike does a bunch of work overseas with Smart to Move, Force Plates. So they do some educations over there. But definitely inside the United States, we've got over 300 instructors that are deep into the certification process.
Is there a clearinghouse of information where somebody who wants to seek out one of your teachers could go and find out who's close to them?
Yeah, we don't have the most updated. I do have it on my website, newhorizonsgolf.com, and you can find the click on the link of coaches, and then you can see the ones that I have listed on there. I haven't updated it in a bunch of years because I've been actually building a new website, and we don't have it up and ready to go yet. But there's definitely, plenty of them on there that you can go look at. And we still have lots of places that don't. I had somebody contact me from Houston, Texas. And although we have a variety of teachers in Texas, we don't have one in Houston.
Whoa.
So there are places you can go where you won't find one.
I know you've got one in Austin, Texas. So go there if you need one. From a student standpoint, just got to point out that we had phenomenal success. And I'm talking minutes when I talk a short period of time. Correcting a problem that I'm speaking about me and Intrepid producer Mark. It was phenomenal. It was almost immediate, and it was painless, literally.
Yeah, we have all kinds of situations. Like, say you want to generate more clubhead speed. And I mean, in five swings, we get people anywhere from, 6 to 12 mile an hour clubhead speed, faster. Of course, there's even more than that, but those are students that had like way more potential for it.
Right.
But I mean, I'm talking about good players, like tour players. I've worked with Stan Utley the first time I worked with him, and in five swings, we got his clubhead speed up 6 miles an hour. And I'm like, look, you keep working at this, we're going to get you to 10 or 12 more, pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But we see it all the time. And whether it's ball flight, a lot of times it's just misunderstanding things. Like, I hear all the time, you got a golfer that hooks the ball, and they're like, and let's say they're a right-handed golfer, they hook the ball, and then the immediate answer now with anybody that has a launch monitor is, you got to swing more left, you got to move your path left. And typically it's because the club face is facing fairly close to the target and the end target, and the path is going way to the right. And they say, so your issue is your path. But wait a second, if the path is to the right and the club face is facing the end target, the ball's going to hook. We know that. So which one do you change? Do you actually change the path or do you change the face? Because I could change the face and just make sure it's half of what the path is, and they're going to draw it right on target.
Yeah.
And so you need to have some information beside, like there's what I call, are you a swing right golfer, a swing left golfer, or a swing straight golfer? And if you haven't screened the golfer to understand which one dynamically they are, you can very easily screw them up by trying to turn them into, the opposite version. So if I have a swing right golfer and they're hooking the ball, I don't try to change their path. I change their face. Because I know if I try to change their path and move their path to the left, I'm going to turn them into a double crosser. So instead of having one big miss, they now have two big misses. Yeah. And this is not a good situation.
No, and that does not make you a good coach or a successful student experience at all.
Yeah, and sometimes it's a very simple thing. Like they were told, I had this junior, he's 12 or 13. And he just started coming to me at the end of the season, and he works on TrackMan in their simulator at their club. And on their TrackMan simulator, there's a white line going towards the target, and he's left-handed, and there's this blue line, which is his path, which goes off to the left. And then there's a red arrow that is pointing where the face is. Well, they kept telling him that the face should be facing directly at the target. And this kid hooked the ball. Now, his path was always to the left, and he was so good at putting the club face where they told him to put it that he put the club face at the target, and he'd hook the ball. And I said, wait a second. I said, no, you don't want the club face facing the end target. You want it facing in your start direction. And he goes, oh, they never told me that. Well, of course, now he doesn't hook the ball. And it wasn't even that we needed to change what he was, feeling in his golf swing as much as just get the club face facing where you want the ball to start. And let the path be the path, and now you play nice draws. Having the right information is very powerful.
Bottom line here.
That kind of sounds a little familiar, doesn't it, John?
It sounds terrifically familiar. I was going to say, been there, done that, man. Bottom line is that you can get a whole lot better much more easily than you probably can imagine. EA Tischler. We appreciate you spending some time with us here on this weekend. Golf guys, drive safe to California. And hopefully we'll be talking to you again in the not too distant future right here. Hang out. We'll be right back.
There's a number I want you to keep in your head right now. That number is 10,000. We'll come back to it in a minute. 10,000 is the brand name of the highest quality, best fitting, and most comfortable training shorts I personally have ever worn. I alternate back and forth between the cycle and the rowing machine. Let me tell you about these 7-inch interval shorts from 10,000. The shorts are silver ion for permanent odor protection. There's no bounce pockets. They're breathable and lightweight fabric. And there's an optional liner. This is the part I love. There's a liner that is very comfortable and it prevents chafing. You heard me. Prevents chafing. What's the number I told you to remember? 10,000. The fabric feels really luxurious and it's very high quality. I'm going to get you a deal. 10,000 is offering our listeners 15% off your purchase. Go to 10,000.cc, not .com, .cc. Enter code GOLFGUYS and you'll get 15% off your purchase. That's 10,000.cc and enter code GOLFGUYS.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And thanks for coming back and joining us here with those Weekend Golf Guys. I'm John Ashton in studio. You know, it is wintertime. And one of the things in our neck of the woods here in Louisville, Kentucky is golfing is iffy. But drinking never goes away. We drink while we golf and we drink because we can't golf. You know, it's one of the things you think about when you think about Kentucky. You think about bourbon. You got to admit, right? Bourbon and horses. I want to welcome in Doug Craigle with us, who is a bourbon aficionado. This man has forgotten more about bourbon than most people know. You're an expert.
You know, I don't ever want to call myself an expert because there's always something new to learn. But, you know, I guess I am passionate about learning more about bourbon every day. That's what I'll say.
Okay. There has seemed to have been recently, nationally speaking, much bourbon has gained much more in popularity. I mean, can you thank like Mila Kunis
100%.
And Matthew McConaughey for that? Or how did that happen, man?
The idea of that, for sure. You know, I think they came after, and that's like they are the result of what's been happening in the bourbon industry. You know, when you have Hollywood icons coming in and collaborating and starting to do advertisements for bourbon brands, which, you know, it ebbs and flows all the time. But I think the biggest thing that we've seen, this resurgence of American products in general, I mean, bourbon is the official spirit of the U.S. Right. So it really drives right into this idea that, I mean, this is the American made product. Most of it's made right here in the state of Kentucky, you know, and with that, you also have a nice, deep, complex flavor profile and a really great experience. I mean, overall, you see that the state of Kentucky is seeing such immense growth in tourism just because of this industry. You know, they're one of many industries in this state. And the tourism here is drawing people in. They've got great experiences going on. So I think that all really drives people forward to high-quality spirits.
I watch NCIS Los Angeles every week. It's one of my little guilty pleasures, okay? But one of the characters on there, whenever she wants to celebrate, she pours herself some Pappy Van Winkle.
Yeah.
You know, and
there you go.
And there have been an influx of bourbon drinkers in the media, I mean, on TV. Do you guys have to, like, is that product placement that your industry is doing, or are they just jumping on the it's much more popular bandwagon in Hollywood.
There's probably a little bit of both. You know, think about it this way. There's always, typically, if there isn't a company like Diageo for us or anything else with their entertainment division or just their strategic partnerships division, if they're not having the conversations with the studios or whoever it is, typically that's when you see the back of the bottle. Or you see, you know, like forever the line is when someone walks into a bar and they just say, give me a beer, and the bartender magically knows what beer they want.
Yeah.
You know, that's the same kind of idea with bourbon. You know, they're not, you know, they're not going to name a brand specifically, but I think that, you know, it started out with this idea of people started adding bourbon in because it permeates into popular culture. Mm-hmm. And then companies catch on and realize, oh, you know what? Well, let's make this partnership and take it a little bit farther. And I think that's kind of the key that happens there.
I know that bourbon made it officially as something very cool the first time about 3 years ago, I think it was, maybe even longer than that, when I went to a golf scramble and the cart, beverage cart, featured nothing but bourbon slushies.
That's a good beverage cart right there.
Yeah, it certainly was. She was the most popular woman on the course. But it does lend itself.
Bourbon
well.
Slushies are great.
They are. It's kind of like you don't even have to feel guilty about it. It's like ice cream. Just tastes better. Now, Diageo is a company you work for, which is a large worldwide spirits distiller, seller, purveyor, I guess. But Bullet Bourbon is your baby. And you're in Kentucky.
That is.
Bullet's in Kentucky, so that's yours, right?
Yes. So Bullet is one of. So specifically, I work on my official title, which is fun to say anyway, that I'm the national educator for North American whiskey for Diageo Reserve portfolio. So that is to say that I talk about whiskey 75% of the time. If you have a conversation with me, it's probably going to be about whiskey of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
And within my portfolio, Bullet Bourbon is definitely the flagship. It paves the way for all of the other bourbons and all the other bourbons and American whiskeys within our portfolio to really have the liberty to grow and innovate as well, because it's definitely our biggest seller. But, you know, it's a long Bullet with our brand new Bullet Distilling Company visitor experience that opened just recently this past June, as well as like the full distillery opening in March of 2017. Mm-hmm. We've got Blade & Bow, Kentucky Straight Bourbon, I.W. Harper, which is actually a really classic brand. And when you talk about popular culture now, this is, I like to think of this time and period as the bourbon renaissance. But this is kind of a second renaissance, because you think about a brand like I.W. Harper. James Bond was drinking I.W. Harper in Honor Majesty's Secret Service, the Ian Fleming novel.
Right.
And that one, Bond was drinking Harper. That's the equivalency of the product placements we're seeing today.
Yeah.
You know, that's the kind of way I look at it. So besides that, like George Bickel, Tennessee Whiskey, all of those brands throughout the region, I get to work on a daily basis, which is pretty amazing.
It's got to be, man. Can you explain to me, because I always wondered, why is Bullet called Frontier Whiskey?
Well, so Bullet Frontier Whiskey is really coming from, it's kind of twofold to it, right? So first part of it is definitely that it's hearkening back to, and it's an old family recipe. So from our founder, Tom Bullet's, you know, family, this idea of his great-great-grandfather, Augustus Bullet, being someone that was operating in the frontier. And the key to that is it's kind of hearkening back to the idea of the roots of American whiskey and the roots of bourbon, and the fact that this part of the country in the, you know, mid to late 1800s would be the frontier, you know, post Louisiana Purchase kind of time frame.
That is
so
hard
this is
to
this area.
Yeah, that's hard to keep in mind that we were the frontier.
Yeah.
Back when they were making
this
it.
Was the frontier.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, and as people spread out farther into it, and so it's kind of, that's the start of it there. And then it's also looking at the brand as being something that kind of harkens into pushing boundaries, pushing forward. That is what we consider to be kind of our new frontier now. And that's where Bullet is today, is this idea of partnering with artisans and people that push the boundaries of whatever their profession may be.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of our connection to it. But you look at the bottle itself, I mean, even the glass and everything else is kind of referencing back to kind of days old, what is old is new again kind of scenario.
You know, speaking of which, when you stare at a shelf at your favorite liquor store and you're looking at the bourbons and you're maybe overwhelmed by the number of choices, the number of brands or whatever, a lot of us make a decision, or at least we are attracted by bottle design. How important is that?
100%.
How important is that in the marketing for you guys, man?
I mean, it definitely is. I'll tell you what, just for me professionally, anytime I go into a bar, I have this habit that my wife says she could watch me do it. But I walk into a bar and the first thing I do is my eyes go to the back bar, you know, and I scroll across just to see what's there. Yeah. And today there are 20, it used to be there were four or five bourbons on the back bar.
Yeah.
And now you've got lists that you're going to ask for when you sit down to enjoy a meal that's going to give you 15, 20, 50 bourbons, 50 whiskeys on their list. And so having a unique bottle shape, I can always pick out a bottle of Bullet right off the back.
Yeah.
There's certain bottles that are like that. Blade & Bow Kentucky Straight Bourbon Forest is the same way, where it's you can pick it out specifically because it's the bottle shape is so unique. It's the same as like shopping, you know, beer labels or wine labels too. You know what I mean? They've said for a long time that most people actually shop a bottle of wine just because of the label itself,
yeah.
Let alone what else is going on there. And that's a big part of as consumers make their decisions, especially like you said, when you start to get overwhelmed with how big the category is today.
Yeah, it is getting a little confusing, but it's well worth it. One of the things that we've been thinking about doing over here on Those Weekend Golf Guys, and again, Doug Kriegel from Diageo is our guest here. We're talking about bourbon because we're from Kentucky and it's wintertime. I'll explain that in greater detail if you need me to later. But one of the things we want to do is, you know, like Indiana has the Pete Dye Golf Trail and the Carolinas mm-hmm. have their golf trail. And there's the Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail just south of us in Alabama. We have the Bourbon Trail. Now, we were thinking maybe we could marry the two together and come up with something like the I-64, spelled F-O-R-E, golf experience that would basically shadow most of the distilleries in the state of Kentucky, because most of them are along or easily accessible from I-64.
100%.
What do you think? Good idea?
That sounds like a great idea. I mean, you know, you got to have your enough time to be able to stop off. But really, when I think about it, going down 64, you get what I consider to be like one large chunk of the Bourbon Trail right there.
Yeah. Well, you get
between Lexington and Louisville.
Yeah, you get your new place in Shelby County. There's mm-hmm. there's the Jephthah Creed right there off 64 as you drive by, and then as soon as you get through Shelby County, you see the signs for Buffalo Trace and for Four Roses and Wild Turkey, and I mean all these names that are iconic in the bourbon drinker's lexicon. They're right there.
Yeah, 100%.
And they for some reason I don't know if
fantastic.
It's because
and you can end all the way.
Oh, go on.
End all the way to Lexington.
Yeah.
You know,
can.
I mean, it's going to take you all the way there.
And I don't know if it's because bourbon drinkers are also, for the most part, great golfers or what, but there seem to be some of the best golf courses in the state. Very close to, you've got the Brightleaf Golf Resort right down there. And depending on which way the wind blows, it's either Wild Turkey or Knob Creek that you're smelling. So, I mean,
yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
You know, there's got to be a direct correlation to the construction of the golf courses and the proximity to these suburban distilleries. I mean, I think somebody was thinking ahead.
Yeah.
For sure.
I would make sure that was probably one of the main thought processes, because, I mean, that's what you do today. You build a golf course to attract people, attract
yeah,
business.
100%. That's great. I love it.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that, Doug. Okay.
All right. That sounds perfect. Let me know. I will be happy to get involved.
Okay.
I know, you know, you may not want me on the golf course, but I will stand next to it and I will talk about bourbon while you get a chance to play.
Well, while you're talking about bourbon and watching, let me just point out the fact that I have a co-host normally on the show, Jeff Smith, who's just been named by Golf Digest magazine the number one golf instructor in the state of Indiana. So if you need any lessons, there you go.
If you can talk to them about a little barter system, if you can take bourbon as payment, then we can make this happen.
You know, if you could throw a couple pizzas in too, I'm sure he'd be your guy.
always have to have food when consuming anyway. I feel like, you know, that's a nice responsibility message right there. So that's perfect with me.
That's it. Cool. Doug Grable, appreciate it, sir. And we'll work on that. And again, the state of Kentucky has great golf courses. Does not, as of yet, have any touristy deal, any trail set up for golf, but we do have a trail set up for bourbon. So come and take the bourbon trail and then stop every once in a while and play 18, because there's going to be one of our great golf courses within earshot of almost every distillery in the state. But it is a business that keeps us going. So, Doug, on behalf of all of the people who are making money and living well in the state of Kentucky, thanks a lot. Okay.
All right. Thanks, John. Really appreciate it.
If you're in sales, you know that people buy things from people they know, they like, and they trust. It can take forever to build that kind of a relationship unless you use golf. Business golf is the quickest way to build trust with your clients and potential customers. TheBusinessGolfCourse.com. Go there now and check it out. I'm going to tell you that more than once during the past summer, my wife looked at me and said, "Hey, John, you're looking a little shaggy, bud. Why don't you shave?" And then I told her why I didn't shave. It's because, you know, these blades get dull so quickly and they're so expensive, I shave like once a week whether I need to or not. And she said, "Not only are you shaggy, you're cheap." I said, "I prefer the term frugal." I am frugal. And I have found someone else who understands that. Harry's. Harry's was created to be different from other shaving companies. They craft high-quality, long-lasting blades with durable weighted handles that make a close, comfortable shave quick, and you even could use the term enjoyable. Refill blades start as low as $2. You can get a starter set, which includes a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel with aloe, and a travel cover. It's a $13 value. I'll get it for you for just $3. There has never been a better time for you to try Harry's. You go to harrys.com/golfguys and you can get that starter set I told you about for just $3. It's 100% satisfaction guaranteed, so you got nothing to lose except that shagginess you got all over your face. harrys.com/golfguys right now. Get the special offer. That is harrys.com/golfguys. Of course, we have a Facebook page, facebook.com/golfguys. We would love it if you were to go there and like us, facebook.com/golfguys. All right, so there you have it. How much more simple can we make it, like I've got anything to do with it. Jeff, when you first saw this stuff, how long did it take you to say, yes, that is the way it should be?
Somewhere between the middle of the first day of a 2-day session, mm-hmm. I realized the genius of what was going on, because I'm sitting here listening to two of the brightest golf professionals that I know. One of the things that I think hit me over the head with how smart these guys are is they were so smart, they actually got together and wrote stuff down, which really doesn't get done very often with good ideas.
Yeah.
And understanding that there is a method to searching out your player and finding out what is this. I was drinking out of a fire hose, so to speak, of information, but yet I couldn't get enough of it. Mm-hmm. So I made a few more phone calls. You know, EA and I started to talk a lot. I started to talk a lot to Mike even about this a little bit more. And next thing you know, I was no longer guessing. I was no longer hoping my way through golf lessons.
Yeah,
I had taught for years and years and years and years and years. I went with my old standard stuff, and that stuff, thank goodness, has now, that's been a decade ago, because that stuff was not right for everybody, because nothing is.
Right. Yep.
So it took me somewhere between the middle of the first day till through right now to understand this is the right way of knowing what's going on with people.
We can't say this often enough, but once again, congratulatory salutations to Jeff Smith. Officially the number one golf instructor in the state of Indiana, according to Golf Digest magazine, and the techniques that he is using, the BioSwing Dynamics, probably, I would say, a test to making it that far, because you've got so many great students who have gotten so much better at this game simply by listening and following direction. I know it's worked for us here, both myself and Intrepid producer Mark, man. We can now almost break 80 sometimes.
That's pretty good. You know, you probably ought to continue to play all 18 holes no matter what you shoot, John.
Yeah, we're gonna start that next year. Okay. Once the ground gets unfrozen. So listen.
I'm just thinking, you know, just don't quit, you know, on whatever hole that you shoot 80 on.
Right.
Just keep going.
Yeah.
Just keep going.
Play the last 11 if you need to. I got you. No problem, man. I got you. Whether you're going to play 9 or 18 or you're going to take a lesson or whatever you're going to do, is get your clubs, put them in the car, drive to where it's warm enough, and then go play some golf.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.